So let's pick up. This week we're in the week of Shovim. We're in the second week of Shovim in Va'era. And we said we'll discuss a little bit about the Shovim topics over the next couple of months until we get to Chumah Tetzaveh. But we'll try to connect it to the different pieces of the Tzitzkah Tzadik that we're up. So we're up to now, Os Mem Aleph. And Reb Tzadok writes, Anochi Kodem Lelo Yelecha. We know in the Seres HaDibros, which are coming up in a couple of weeks, Parsha Yisro. So the first two Dibros, Anochi Hashem Elkecha, that Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I am the only God. And then he says, Lo Yelecha Elohim Acherim, there shouldn't be any other gods. And Reb Tzadok points out that Anochi, that Dibra, comes before Lo Yelecha. Kaidei his bonus Hagamura. Through real complete Havana, complete understanding, complete comprehension, Banochi, if one understands what Anochi of Hashem means, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one and only, is the only Anochi in this world, Mitzad Emuna Habura, Vashem is Baruch, with great clarity of belief that HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, He is ever present, Shumatsoi, that He is found, He's here, and Hunitzal, Lo Yelecha. I mean, if a person could tap into that world of Anochi, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only Anochi, then everything else falls away. Everything else just comes easily. You don't have to work on the Sumera. You don't have to work on the Lo Yelecha Me'achirim. It's not a Shaila. Once you know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one and only, everything else just comes naturally. So he says, so once you realize that, Hunitzal Milo Yeh, you're protected from Chas V'Shalom having any other Avodah Zaris. V'nishmar mikol minei hasaros unizikin, and you're protected from all types of distractions, all types of dangers. You know, when the phones came out, and many of the gedolim were against these smartphones, these computers, and you know they said it was a violation of all gimel averos. Of certainly Gilei Raios, which is there. Sikh is harder to understand that one, but the Avodah Zarah element of Lo Yel Elohim Acherim is a reference to whenever a person has an addiction to something, that's an element of Avodah Zarah. When you serve something other than Kadosh Baruch Hu, when you're serving, it could be serving your phone, it could be serving yourself, your self-interest. Whenever there's an addiction to something else other than a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah doesn't mean you know, worship. Many of these people who worship Avodah Zarah wasn't because they believed that this statue created the world, this statue, this. They needed something real, something tangible, something that they could relate to in a very physical way. It became some type of addiction. So the smartphone, the phone's an addiction. And everything that comes along with it is part of that Avodah Zarah element. Tzadok is telling us when you hold on to the Anochi, when you realize that Kadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, so that protects you from everything. Ki amru chazal, asei mitzvah achas. A person does one mitzvah. This is a very, 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 very important yesod. You do one mitzvah. Mosin lo malach echa l'shama. You do a mitzvah. You put tefillin on. You put tzitzis on. You do a nice chesed. So Kadosh Baruch Hu sends you a malach to protect you. It's a very chashuv thing. So now, Reb Tzadok is mechadesh v'hinei mida k'negin mida. Why do you get a malach? Because kol mitzvahs kiblu aydei shliach. So how did we hear the mitzvahs? We only heard Anochi. Lo yelachim, maybe those two first. We'll see in a second, maybe even only just the first aleph. But you heard Anochi and lo yeh elim acherim. And everything else we heard through HaKadosh Baruch, through Moshe Rabbeinu, shliach. So the Midah K'negi Midah says, when we do one mitzvah, Midah K'negi Midah, kol mitzvah kibla ayde shliach, nimsar malach. So Kadosh Baruch Hu sends a malach, a shliach, to protect us. We did a mitzvah that was given through a shliach, so we get shemira through a shliach. Moshe Rabbeinu gave us the mitzvah, and we get a malach protecting us. However, v'anochi v'lo yeh, these two, dibros shamu mipiyak gur, we heard from a Kadosh Baruch Hu himself, Lechach b'schar nochi HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'atzmo shomro. This is the Chiddush Reb Tzadok HaKohen, that when you tap into Anochi, Memela, when you have Anochi, you have then Lo Yelecha, those two dibros, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't send the shliach. Just like he spoke to us those mitzvahs directly, then he serves as a shomer of those two mitzvahs as well. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is being shomer. He's watching over us. Uvimakom, that we say in Tillim, we say that in Tillim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu watches over us. Shomer Yisrael, lo yishan shomer Yisrael, he watches over us. Uvimakom acher, so that's one shot. He'll give you another challenge in just a second. But this is a very, very important yisod. You tap into Anochi, you believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu watches you. What Anochi means is when a person is fighting these battles, what Shovim represents, and Shovim about Shmir Senayim, and Shmir Sabris, and Shmir Halev, all these things that have what to do with Gilad Arayot, the Avodah Zarah, all these challenges that men face. You know, one of the ways to fight in the many, many ages of how one has to fight, I've mentioned the past with Dessler, about using your fantasies, imagination, Latov. But another thing is that when a person is by himself, and those are the greatest challenges of a person by himself, a person's bored, when you realize HaKadosh Baruch Anochi is with us wherever we are, I mean, HaKadosh Baruch is with us. When you're by yourself, when you're alone, when you're lonely, when you're bored, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us. If you tap into Anochi and really believe it, and then in kind, you'll feel it and sense the Shmir of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's one of the ways that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is standing right next to you. Certain things you wouldn't do, certain things you wouldn't look at, certain things you wouldn't say if your Chavrus was next to you. See, the best Chavrus in the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Reminds me of one time there was a person at a Chavrusa having chavrusa issues, and he couldn't find a good chavrusa. He went to Rav Chaim Kanievsky to ask an etza. He said, the best chavrusa in the world is a sefer. It's the best chavrusa in the world. So he says, the mission of Avil says, k'nei l'chal chaver. And Rashi there in the parish says, one pshat means a sefer. K'nei l'chal chaver means buy yourself a sefer. That's the best chavrusa in the world. The sefer is the best chavrusa. I was in the Eretz Yisrael last week, as you know, in the Old City. I was walking through. I bumped into Rav David L. Weinberg, and old friend Tantinek, we hugged, we embraced. He has a couple of talmidim, we didn't have time to catch up. He's like, he was trying to be nice to me. He's like, oh, you have no one walking around with you? You're all by yourself? How can you walk around by yourself? So I said, I don't know what you're talking about. I always have with me a friend. I showed him my sefer. That's the best sefer in the world. K'nei l'chal chaver. That's the best. So the sefer in HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with you. The Anochi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the eye of HaKadosh Baruch Hu fills the entire world. So this is an eitzah of tapping in to the overcoming many of these challenges. To be mosiv on this before I finish the piece, they bring down, I have a sefer, a very nice set of svarim here. I was interested, it's called the Mesilas Bura Chasidus. It goes to different Yom Tovim, different times of the year. Brings down a lot of nice sefer Chasidus. It brings down here from the Rav HaKadosh of Menachem Mendel Riminov. She Yisrael lo shamu bahar Sinai ki im komatz aleph. He says, I don't know what his rayas are, it certainly goes against Pashup Shat and Chazal, but they didn't hear Anochi, they didn't hear Lo Yeloch and Acharim, all they heard was Ah, the Aleph and Kamatz. If you're Sephardi, Ah, if you're an Ashkenazi, Oh, Anochi. So he heard the Oh, that was it. And then they went, I couldn't hear anymore. Just the Aleph and Kamatz. That's why he's Mechadish. I don't know how, but he says, why Dafka the Aleph? And why the Kamatz? So he says, the Aleph was spelled Aleph Lamed Fe. That's an Aleph. Aleph Lamed Fe stands for Aleph is Ozen. Lamed is Lev. Pe is Pe. The ear, the heart, and the mouth. That's Aleph. Ozen, Lev, Pe. And the gematria of all three together, Makolel, is the same exact gematria as Einayim. And these are four incredible forces that the body has. The ozen, what we hear, what we listen to, what we feel, and then what we say. But the eyes is the most powerful of them all. What we see is the most powerful of the senses that we have. And that's why it's kolal, all of them. It says, Elu arba tola kan hagos haguf latova. The all four have what to do good. You hear Torah, you speak Torah, you think Torah, you think about Kadosh Baruch Hu, you look at you read the svarim. But he says, oh, chalila hapecha, perhaps it could be the opposite, use them lira. Al kein hiziranu Hashem yizbarach shenikmatz be'evram ha'elu. Therefore, Kodesh Baruch Hu said you have to close them. The kamatz of aleph anochi. Close your ears. Gemara in Ksubis was last year. Put your fingers in the ear. Lev, close your heart. Close your mouth. Close your eyes. You need a kamatz. Reishis ve'ikir hakol be'inai. But it all starts from the eyes. Milistakel b'makom ha'aser chalila. Not to look at what we shouldn't be looking at. The kamatz, the kmitz, the closing the eyes. That's the anochi, because the eyes is shakel keneged kum. It equals the other three. It equals the ears, the mouth, and the heart. That's what he writes. That's anochi. That's why the kamatz. So when a person taps into anochi in the positive way, Kadosh Baruch Hu is here to protect us. He's the Shomer Yisrael. Then I'll finish off. He gives another pshat based on the Zohar about this anochi and the malach. He says, Malkum acher amru ki a mitzvah nivra malach from a mitzvah. When you do a mitzvah, you get a malach that's there on your side that watches over you. Uve mitzvahs anochi nivra kiviyachol his galus hashkachas HaKadosh Baruch Hu be'atmo b'mocho v'daitel shazebri mamish. He says, it's not only, like he said in the previous one, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu watches you, but here he's saying there's a revelation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence is clear to you. He himself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, comes into your moach, into your brain, into your das. HaKadosh Baruch Hu kiviyachol comes alive to you, not just watching over. Mamish, he said, based on the Zohar, mamish comes inside you. When you have anochi, when you believe it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes part of you. So when a person really believes that Kadosh Baruch Hu is watching over you, Kadosh Baruch Hu is here, he created the world, he runs the world, he cares for you, cares for everyone, then Aidei Isarusa, you have this inspiration, this Hisorus of Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's Kechuda Shel Machat Matata, it's like a little opening from the bottom. When you have a little opening, I believe in you, Kadosh Baruch Hu, I believe you're with me, I believe you're watching over me, you're the Shomer Yisrael, Niftach lo echa achakach kepischa sha'ulam, Kadosh Baruch Hu opens up a wide hallway to come in. And that's I guess, the first Eitzah here of this week of Shovim, that this element of Anochi, that, you know, sometimes, you know, your door is very different than mine. Mine has own issues. But you guys don't like to be alone. It's hard for you guys to be alone, many of you. Everyone's different, of course. But, you know, how many people would be comfortable going out to dinner by themselves? You don't have to raise your hands. You know, you guys are always used to having your phone. That's how you grew up. I didn't grow up that way. I got it later in life. Phones and whatnot. And people, you know, if you go in 45 minutes without your phone, you start going crazy here. When you realize that Kadosh Baruch Hu is with you, You don't need the phone. The phone has wonderful things you could use it for. But without the phone, you shouldn't feel alone. You should feel lonely. My kids talk and make fun of me. I go out to dinner all the time by myself. You know, if I miss dinner here, I need to go out for dinner, wherever it is. I'm running around. So I don't mind just going to the tradition south and just getting a table there. And they know me there. The waiters know me. The maitre d' knows me. The mashgiach knows me there. Sometimes Ari and I go out Monday nights. He's here, so we go to dinner together once in a while. If not, I go myself. I'm not, like, my kids make fun of me. I have no shame in going out. I need dinner, and that's it. I bring a sefer, and I learn a little bit. And the sefer is my hashkafa HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Well, I'll just think. Just to think. Even to go just to think. You know, his boat is a whole other level. But, you know, somehow you have to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu into your life. You know, every element, when you're driving, when you're biking. I love driving by myself, just like thinking. Just think, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with you. You have to just get in your mind, used to just talking to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Daven to Kadosh Baruch Hu, please help me find the parking spot. Whatever it is. Kadosh Baruch Hu, please help me do this. Just talk to Kadosh Baruch Hu. We only use davening as a way to talk to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu is always there. You could talk to him when it's not davening. You could ask him for an etzi. So I overheard a conversation, someone, I don't hear the exact details, but he was davening to Kadosh Baruch Hu for something. He was in a farm store. And he opened up, and the answer was there. Mama's like, he opened up to the answer he was looking for. It's not only okay, it's encouraged to talk to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And when you bring a Kadosh Baruch Hu into your life, not only when you're davening, but even when you're doing things that are mundane, that's bringing anochi into your life. And when you have that anochi, you have a Kadosh Baruch Hu as your partner, in addition to having a sefer when you walk around, in addition to having Kadosh Baruch Hu walking around, then you'll feel some shame not to look at things you shouldn't be looking at, to say things you shouldn't be saying, and that's one of the eights, to overcome this the strong Yetzer Hara, and to be masakin during these weeks of Shavuot.